Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and their guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Well, good evening. It is time once again for another edition of AMC Press & Co. We have our famous leader, Allison, who will be with us in a moment, and we also have Johnny with us. I am Red Hood, and we also have a guest as well, our newest correspondent, Tashin, and he will be playing various people in this podcast. We can't reveal who. Our sponsors tonight are the New York Past, admission is up to 70 of New York City's top attractions, starting at $68 per day, saving 40% on all books, music, and DVDs on sale at thelighterside.com. And if you want to reach us, it's myeuros.com/AMCPress. As always, we have a website called AMCPressCo.com. How have you been, Johnny?
Pretty good.
How's your Columbus Day?
Pretty good.
Good. Well, since we're sort of stalling for time, what did you do over Columbus Day? Rarely do I check in with you. What exactly do you do over Columbus Day? Or did you do?
Actually went out to lunch.
You went out to lunch?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's it? Didn't go for a bike ride, you didn't go for a swim, you didn't get chased by socks, you just went out to lunch?
Yeah. It's pretty, yeah.
That is it.
Yeah. Nothing much goes on with me.
You didn't create any new sounds?
What? Hello, guys.
Hello, Allison. Do I have a feeling?
Yes, I'm here. And how about, did you tell me what our affiliates and sponsors are?
Yes, I took care of that just about 5 minutes ago. We can roll right into the show.
Sweet.
Good evening, Justin. How are you?
Everyone is here.
Good. How about
good.
Yourself?
Ah, you got really? In out of the rain.
Yes,
it was a quagmire, really. But somehow I managed to pull through, and here I am, yes.
Yes.
Well, this is good. Our first topic of the night includes... Okay. We, here at AMC Press, we do check our alarms. However... Do you ever tell your alarm what to say in the morning? Like, get up, you stupid truck? but only as good as your last job, or the ever present. What the fuck have I done with my wallet?
Or for you, Redhead, the wakey alarm.
Oh yes, or the dead parrot sketch that basically we think that it's live and we just go wakey. Anyway, no, but yeah, the funny thing is that deadheads today have trouble triple checking their alarm clock. At 6 a.m., it's good morning, sunshine.
Yeah.
And then 6:15, 15 minutes later, it's wake up now. 6:30. What did I say?
Or it could always be the get the hell up now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You have to talk to the alarm like he's your friend, you know? That's what I do to all my personal belongings, you know?
What does your alarm look like?
It's actually, like, pretty... It has a buzz cut and has red eyes, and it also has an Arsenal logo because... you know, that's my soccer team, Arsenal, and it's such a beautiful little thing, but then when it stops working, I get angry with it and I slap it around a few times. it's an abusive relationship.
Except the funny thing is, like, our alarm clocks, right? We have alarm clocks on our iPhones, right? But so it's every, I wish I could, there was somebody who has created a alarm which has different voices on it. So, basically, it would sort of go, wake up. 15 seconds later, wake up. 30 minutes later, look, I said wake up, wake up. 40 minutes later, wake the fuck up. It's now a full hour. Look, I said wake up several times. Wake up or your social security money is going to be taken away. Now fuck it, wake up.
Like, get the fuck out of bed.
Get the fuck out of bed.
What are we talking about? What if alarm clocks had the ability to squirt water out? And wake people up that way. There's always...
Yeah. Exactly.
And
you know,
cold water.
Trying to gently make you realize that you've just pissed yourself in bed.
Ooh.
Exactly. You know, I did a bit of incontinence. However, the only thing that's really sticking me in my craw is the fact that my water bottle, my alarm clock has just shot water at me.
Yeah, that's worse, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like water, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
as far as I'm concerned, these alarm clocks, they should be replaced with robots. You know, if we had robots waking us up, we would wake up straight. You know, because they would talk with us. And that's probably the solution we're looking at. Having robots that would replace these alarm clocks.
Oh yeah, like.
Like having he'd just tap you on the head and wake you up. I think that's way better.
Way better. And also
But then you could also say, what if the robot turns on you?
Yeah. Well, that's
the robot turning on you. and just starting to, like, kick a soccer ball at your head.
You can just like, switch off the power, maybe, or something, you know?
Yeah. Who then, if the soccer ball doesn't work, gets a hatchet and just starts slamming you into the wall.
Yeah,
Eric
exactly.
Hansen, I'm sending a message.
It's like, do you need me up, like, now? It's like, didn't you hear about now? Not later, not... Like,
yeah,
now.
Now. You know, like...
Now. Or something, you know, like that. Big Shakespearean,
yeah.
Now is the wind.
Yeah. Now, not later. Now.
Now.
You know, now. And,
that,
you
that
know,
would
it...
Straight up. That will wake me straight up.
I would love it if it was a reverb type thing. Now, ow. You know, kind of thing. Oh my god. Yeah, the funniest thing is, like, every kind of thing, right? I think you'd have more things to play with, right? Including, including if it was a really violent thing and you lived in the hood and you went, wake the fuck up. Wake the fuck up. Mate, wake the fuck up. if you don't get the fuck up, I'm going to send the head of Arsenal right to your door. And he'll wake you the fuck up.
I think if you had someone like Plan B waking you up, you know, that would be amazing.
Ah!
If Plan B woke me up, I would wake the fuck up, you know?
Yeah. Plan B or Kano. Kano, now
yeah.
That would be funny.
That would be awesome. I would wake up all the time to work. I wouldn't be late.
Exactly. It's like, nighty-night, wake the fuck up! You know. But yet, it could be really funny if you got the Saturdays in there. And then that would be probably, you know, Red Hood's really wet dream. Saturdays, you know, waking you up going, yeah, I like you, wake the fuck up now. Kind of thing. You know. I think Celine Dion or Michael Bolton. Now that would be funny. You know.
Michael
just,
Bolton, yeah. Huh. Is he even
apparently.
Barely, right?
You know,
here he is.
Clearly, it would be very funny. But yet, like, it is a wonder. How today we could select anything to wake us up, right? Instead, it used to be, ding, yeah, and it was loud too, which sort of defeats the purpose of a very pleasant sleep. Yeah, you get into work, and say you work in a pipe fitting factory, and you go, so, did you wake the fuck up this morning? Yeah, I got really, 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 I got blasted by my alarm. Well, what was that like? Well, you know, it was loud and fucked up, and the Arsenal guy kicked me in the face as soon as they got out of the door, so that's why I was giant boot at my ass, and, you know, kind of thing. Anybody hear a very, very loud sound?
Yeah, I also think there's a gas leak or something. Is everyone okay?
Not me.
Yeah. Do you have a TV running?
Apparently it's gone now.
It's gone now. No, it's fine.
No, it's not gone.
Okay.
That's better. Yeah, okay.
That's better.
Now we can actually hear each other, you know, instead of actually going, yeah, you're all right down there. Oh, okay, yeah.
Can you hear me now? No?
No, can you hear me now? No? Football for you later. Yes! Kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, I would love Gordon Ramsay to do the honours.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay. Oh, that's blowhard.
I'd wake up.
I'd wake up if he were in my face. Hello? Hello? Look, mate, if you don't wake up in 2 seconds, I'm going to
knock you up, mate.
Exactly.
I'll tear you apart, mate. What kind of...
Exactly. I'll tear you apart.
Your hair's all twisted up and everything.
Exactly. Hello? Hello? This is Gordon Ramsay. Look, mate, we have a message from the chef. No, we have a message. Listen, look, if you don't get up, knives will be thrown at your wall.
Oh, man.
Get the fuck up. Okay, I'm up!
It's like knives.
What? Really? Now? Kind of thing?
It's like 50 later. It's like...
Yeah, 15 minutes later, a katana knife comes straight at you. You're like, oh, I didn't mean that.
Imagine if it was a couple in bed.
And if it was a couple and it was, you know... Let's just say it was an African-American couple, and it was Gordon Ramsay. Now that would be funny, you know. But yet, it wouldn't be quite funny, because then, in all reality, it would be kind of twisted, in a way. You know, oh yeah, I have this, that, and the other thing. You know, now you're going to wake the fuck up. Okay, then.
Wake the fuck up or you get knives thrown at you like your...
That, or the funny part about, would be a drill sergeant waking you up. Fuck it, you're not up. You know what I mean? Right, Dushman? It would be very funny.
It would be like, I think, a horrible way to wake up, because it would be, you would get a massive headache, right?
Wake up,
Sergeant, or I will destroy you, you know, or...
That right.
Wake up, you sack of maggots. There it is.
Exactly, you stupid maggot. Get up. Get up now. Look, if you don't get up, I'm going to send missiles at you. Mini missiles. You know.
I'm going to send Nicolas Cage to destroy you.
Right.
It'd be the next big Hollywood movie.
And the title, Wake the Fuck Up. Now playing in the UK. We got to talk a tweet with that. Fucking talk. Thank you very much. At the Odeon. You know. Going to the Odeon. Oh, right, yeah, Wake the Fuck Up is really a good movie. Kind of thing, you know, in layman's terms, this is your boss, get the fuck up.
Thank you. Or it's like, you don't wake up, get the next pink slip. It's like pink slip?
Exactly. Pink slip or wake up. Wake up or pink slip. Which one do you want?
I'm waking up now. Thank you very much. All of my fucking pants are free. Thanks.
But yeah, apparently, we all know what you don't know, which is Oscar Pistorius hasn't woken the fuck up. Apparently, they are now basically claiming the mental illness and having the therapist in court.
Really?
You know? And they're calling him a broken man.
Broken in what sense? Is my
question. In what sense? In what sense?
It's
what
like
sense?
He...
Broken in what way?
It's like
broken the
get...
What?
What
do you think, Christian?
It's almost... Sorry.
Christian, are you there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. What do you think in terms of the Oscar Pistorius stuff?
Well, to be honest, he seems like a very disturbed man to me. Yeah, he doesn't seem.
Wow.
He doesn't seem like, you know, he's a bit of a strange one, isn't he? Because he's crying in court, and then he's, you know, he's coming up with all these. And people are coming up and saying that he's like he was gun crazy. You know, he had his gun out in restaurants and stuff. You know, and a guy like that, you know, I'd be careful around a guy like that, you know, and he scares me, to be honest.
I mean, he scares me, but what even scares me more is that the guy is going around carrying pictures.
Yeah, you know, it's like...
You know, but yet...
He's, I mean, he's probably gonna get like sentenced, right? He's gonna be in jail for a while, but he's still gonna write a book. He's gonna make millions of dollars from the book, and you know.
Well, yeah, but let's take this out of perspective. I mean, these are the facts, right? We're a show that is known for twisting and distorting the image, right? Let's just say, you know, it's mid-afternoon in Africa, and it's Pistorius, and it's the agent, and he's just heard the news. How do we think it would play out? Kind of thing.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Okay. It's mid-afternoon in Africa. Right. The fact is that if he's going to write a book, right, he's got to have an agent. I'm just imagining what that meeting was like.
Yeah, it would be funny. The agent would be this asshole kind of guy. It's like, hey, Oscar, you know, you're going to be in jail anyway, right? Let's face facts. You're going to be in jail for a while.
Yeah.
So why not? Let's make some money. You know, you want... Because, you know, the legal case, the lawyers and everything else have been running it dry, because that's what lawyers do.
I know, it has.
So,
it has. I was crying in court yesterday.
That's probably what happened, you know. It's funny, but it's also a bit sad how it's all about money at the end of the day, you know.
Well, and at the end of the day, it's all about money, but yet I can only imagine the insanity of his inner thoughts. You know, while the agent is explaining all the particulars about how much money he's going to get. And the other thing, he goes, he's like, I know I'm innocent. I know I killed her. But yeah, I get to write a book about it, and he has to get my money back. Kind of thing.
It's so crazy, you know, all these guys, you know, killing their girlfriends and then getting on TV, writing a book, making a TV show, you know, it'll probably be a reality TV show, you know, about him in jail or something, because...
It's almost the same.
He's going to be next Kim Kardashian, you know, or the next... Whoever that is.
The next Kim Kardashian.
I have not opened a television in 20 years. So I live as a hermit. I'm in the back of the woods. I don't get any electricity or anything else like that. I don't even know who Kim Kardashian is. Is that how you pronounce her name? But yeah, I only heard about Oscar Pistorius because of the internet, you know? And Cubesat fills me in on everything.
Well, yeah. I mean, we wouldn't expect you to actually hear about the story. But yeah, the funny thing is that most people in the backwaters and the boonies don't really get, you know, internet. And even if they do, it's between the trees, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm like a next generation hermit. You know, I'm like I'm a modern hermit. You know, I'm not Rip Van Winkle. I'm more like
Rip Van Winkle. No.
Huh?
Rip Van Winkle would spin yarn, no, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but. I mean, I don't spin yarn, I spin cables, like, for internet, you know, like net.
Yeah.
I'm like the hipster Rip Van Winkle.
Oh, the hipster, do you do your own, like, is it like the wake-up thing that you do your own creation of beer?
Exactly, yeah, I make my own beer, you know, there's, I have kegs of it lying around, you want some? I can.
Oh, very cool. If you can pass this through the wire, that'd be fantastic. You know, oh, yeah.
Everything's cool.
Fantastic.
Daddy O.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but, you know, why is it that Kim Kardashian apparently, you know, nobody really gives a shit of, nothing personal, but nobody really gives a shit about the Jenners in general. I mean, they only got on TV because,
Kim Kardashian died?
You know, yeah, of Kim Kardashian.
Oh, sex. My.
Exactly.
What was that?
It was George Takei. He makes an appearance now and then.
Oh,
he just starts saying "oh my" every fucking thing. It's pretty annoying. However, you know, it's embarrassing that, you know, the Kardashians are the only last fucking thing in the world that are inspirations to teenagers.
Yeah, along with Nicki Minaj and Lana Del Rey. I mean, you gotta be kidding me. You know, it's not.
Well, I wouldn't say Nas.
Nas, I could say, has done a lot more for hip hop and showing that things could actually come true, no matter what area you're in.
What do you mean, in terms of hip-hop?
In terms of him getting out of his own, out of the area out of crime and things, just a lot of things that go on that are not in the public eye or gang violence.
Well, yeah, of course. If you're talking about that.
Oh, man.
I mean, there he is
again.
There it is again.
Yeah.
The noise. My God, what is going on with LS that? Anyway, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that, you know, getting your ass on a Wheaties box counts for something.
The gaffing again.
I've done. It's like kids enjoy actual real TV versus reality shows. Reality shows are
close
to reality.
Oh, yeah, right. Or, you know, more active reality shows. You know, I'd like to see what life is really like on Gang Street reality shows. You know. Guerrilla television, which I'll never do. You know, kind of thing.
These reality shows they're now shows of every mundane thing on the planet. Like the other day, I was at work and they had this stupid MTV show where people would be, they were paired up with their ex-girlfriends or, you know, their exes, and the exes would pick each other or something. You know, it was annoying and made me fear for humanity.
Well, fear for humanity. I would actually jump out a window. I don't know, personally.
Well, I mean, now that would be playing into Kris Jenner's hands or Kim Kardashian's hands. You know, the best way to fight these kind of things, you know, is to make your own reality show.
Make your own reality show in your head.
In your head, exactly.
Don't, please. There's enough shit going around.
I know that this may seem hypocritical.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good idea to try it on yourself. You know, people might say, oh, no, this guy's he's a hypocrite. He talks shit about reality shows and he has his own. And the thing about reality TV is that it's meant to be broken, right? So we can make our own and then everybody else is going to follow us. So it doesn't matter. Hey, we make money. People want to see our show because we're telling people reality TV is shit, but we have the best reality TV. So people would come and see our show because of that reason. You see what I mean? It's
oh,
easy.
Absolutely.
Money. Yeah, it's easy money. And then once you become a millionaire or a billionaire or whatever, you buy off all the reality shows and you shut them down. That's all. You know, that's how you.
Oh, yeah.
Them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what AMC Press is possibly going to do.
Desperate.
We can't say. But, yeah, the thing is that, like, I think the funny thing is that most people don't realize how fucking bad it is, you know. But they love the addiction, you know, of it. and they love everything else, you know.
And seeing people fail. That's pretty much it. Watching people fail. If you're not watching for one reason, you're watching for another.
Oh, absolutely. You know. You're watching, and you're watching expecting people to fail, too. Yeah. Which is kind of sad. If they made a reality show about the Oscar Pistorius case, I think I'd watch it. You know, just for the fact that they'll make up almost anything. You know.
Yeah, it would be like the next Showtime show. You know, except it's.
Oh God, Showtime, and it's on the witness stand.
Yeah, Showtime's interesting. Homeland just came out with their new season, which I'm enjoying a lot, by the way. You should go and see it. It is amazing. And
what is it?
Homeland, the new, they come out.
Oh, with Homeland. Yeah. Homeland is good.
Yeah, it's a bit of a soap opera, you know, but it's fun.
But it tells, like, the thing is that I love about Homeland and all these really good shows, it's that they filter out the crap. You know, there's so much fucking crap that's going down these days.
Yeah, tell me
you
about
know, it. So much crap. And also, in the news, we have something really crazy. Do you want to take this?
Sure. Hold on a moment. Or you can jump ahead with that, since I'm trying to get back
what,
on.
What, the chocolate-covered box?
Oh, yeah. No! Isn't there another story about this?
The Kendall Jenner.
Yes. Or, now it's up to someone.
I mean, there are others. But, yeah. I mean, Kiwi and Lou Kardashian, it's... Honestly, if you put them in Homeland, I don't think they would survive.
Let's do it.
I don't think they would survive. I think they'd be running from the ISIS people, you know.
That would be an interesting reality show. Oh,
I would pay to see that.
That would be horrifying.
That would be horrifying.
They would probably kill out the director or whoever, you know. Like, you would be just an endless, like, yeah. I don't want to even. Oh, God.
It's bad. Yes, I know. It's bad. But it makes you want to. But it still makes you want to say.
But you know, we probably couldn't go any worse. That's something I could see happening.
Well, yeah. I mean, I see so much happening to them. It's like, you know, it's the kind of thing where you just go, oh yeah, you know. Now what? You know what I mean?
It's like
reality TV is that all these networks, they definitely want to make a profit. MTV wants to make a profit out of everything. So you're going to see some crazy show ideas pop up like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's just so much that, that you can't get out of your head, but yet
it's almost like they want to just make it so you keep watching, like just like with when it comes to every other show out there. They don't care as long as they're getting paid, getting something out there. They don't care.
Right. They don't. But yet, like, you took anything. I don't care if it's like The Roots as a TV show. Oh, wait, that was already a TV show. But The Roots is a reality show in the hood.
Oh, man, that would be so amazing. Well, they had it already? There's a show up? I'd love to see it, like a Nas show. That would be amazing.
Well, that's called The Wire, mate.
Ah, The Wire. That is my... I wake up at night and I just recite quotes from The Wire, you know? Like Omar.
Yo, motherfucker, I want to be your cheese.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
One thing, man. Yeah, you want that photo? Yeah, I want your fucking AZ cheese. Yeah, oh, wait. Oh. You know? All cheery and once removed. Kind of thing. Oh, my God.
There's so many ways you could so many reality shows out there that honestly get so annoying. It's like, yes, they're out there. You have to watch them now.
Yeah, do we
Does
have
it matter?
Not really. You know. But yet, the funniest thing is, you know, all these really good shows. Why do all the really good shows go to HBO? Oh, Showtime.
It's all about the nudity, my friend. It's all about the nude.
But then there are shows that are actually really interesting, too. Like, there's shows on ABC Family that are also very good. It's a matter of...
And the ones that are usually very good don't last too long.
The thing is...
But then there's Arrow. There is a lot of DC Comics is coming out with new shows. Then there's those shows that are related to... that are doing things up right on ABC Family, then CW, and then Gotham. There's quality TV.
Gotham is...
It's quality versus the Kardashians and every other reality TV show.
I'm glad to see now television getting back to scripted shows.
Right. Yeah. I just think that if you were to get any novel, right, in the universe as a fucking TV show, I think it would work. You know, just put it in modern context. It would be hilarious. I mean, it would be very everything.
Definitely put things into perspective too.
What?
It puts things into perspective.
Oh, absolutely. And putting in things that perspective is our main game. You know. And making you laugh is our main game. But, you know, I would definitely try to practice retools. You know, in a modern context, African American neighborhood. We're two white landowners. Go ahead. it would be absolutely perfect. There's just too many. Too many, things that I would love to see, but you don't really get to see because...
I mean, I still can't understand why we haven't seen a Dostoevsky TV show, you know? Something like Crime and Punishment. Something like Crime and Punishment, like Dostoevsky, like an...
Like
a TV adaptation. Yeah, that would be funny to see. I would pay money to
No, I mean, Dostoevsky with Putin in it.
Oh, God. That would be hilarious.
You want to see Crime and Punishment? Mix the UN with it? Oh, yes.
Now, that would be amazing, sir.
I mean... Yeah, I would love to see Charles Dickens.
I could see that happening on HBO, but the problem with Dickens is no nudity. I can't really envision a scenario where there would be nudity. And the thing about HBO is they require that in contract on every show. You're never going to see an HBO show without that. Even The Wire has...
Well, you could be change it up with a twist, and make it a brothel.
Oh, wow. That would be disturbing.
disturbing, but...
That would be funny.
Actually pretty funny. Can I have more, please? Please, can I have some air? Or what? Which one?
Anything? And then there's BBC America, and BBC does a very good job with that.
Oh yeah, but they do a tasteful version of it. You know what I mean?
There's
BBC does everything like, you know, classy. You know, they're like with Sherlock. I'm a huge Sherlock fan. That show is amazing. And The Hollow Crown. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a huge... I mean, my personal favorite is The Blind Banker.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a good episode.
What they did to that was... brilliant in how they did it.
It's like they Time machine, you know, and they go back straight to, or like Conan Doyle, and they ask him questions, you know, and it's like Conan Doyle's writing on the show somehow.
Well, yeah, and I mean, part of it is in part of Steve Morphin, who.
Yeah, that guy.
I just love it, the showrunner.
I think my favorite. I have sort of two favorite BBC America shows, Orphan Black and then Doctor Who. And Orphan Black, if you don't watch it, you won't get it. It's very interesting. A lot of red herring down to that is well worth it in the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, there's just so many.
Yeah, but nothing beats Game of Thrones.
You know, there's always recyclable material. There's always recyclable material, that's the thing. You know. Taking all of that. putting it and funneling it in the right places.
Yeah.
You know, that is really the key. That is really the key. Ain't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, taking that and
running with it and going on to our next subject. What would you guys ever do if you got chocolate-covered milk? As much as it's a delicacy in some places.
Yeah, it's a delicacy in some countries.
Not necessarily in others. Yeah.
Well, it depends.
The food
democracy works well if you're like, you know, not as well off. Now, the thing is, if you're rich, it's not in your personal interest to make democracy work. And that's why you have, you know, dictators and the rich and the powerful in even supposedly democratic countries using undemocratic methods to take control. Right? We see that happening all the time. But, now, if you were born rich, there would be no reason for you to support democracy, because then you give power away to everybody. You know? That's the whole flaw about, like, democracy, is that I would love to see it happen, but and the whole point of democracy is that everybody gets a say. But you're never going to see that happen in a scenario where the rich and the powerful are controlling the parties, you know, and they're the ones who are getting David Cameron, for example, in the UK, the guy,
right?
You know, one of the biggest examples. He's a pure asshole, right? And he's like an Eton graduate and a public school educated guy, and you know, I don't have anything against the dude, but he's clearly, he doesn't give a shit about people in the project, you know, people in the, you know, the most disadvantaged people, or the ghettos, whatever people like to say, you know, stuff like that. And he's never going to join.
It would be a state, by the way.
It'd be what?
It'd be housing estates, mate. It'd be housing estates.
Yeah.
The estates.
Yeah, I mean, that too. It's really, I don't know if it's ever really worked, you know? It's hard to, I wish it did, but there's always been, you know, direct democracy would be a cool option, but then again, what do I know? I'm a hermit, and,
Right.
Very true, very true.
I mean, you're not, I mean, yeah, you kind of are a hermit because you're living in your basement, aren't you?
Well, this is, I'm actually, I don't live in a basement. I live in a hut outside in New Brunswick, Canada. So, I'm Canadian, actually. And, you know, I was like ending my sentences with an A, and that's why I sound weird, because I'm Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
I drink Canadian whiskey.
So is there more on the way in terms of any maple syrup?
Yeah, maple syrup. I put that on all my toast. I contracted diabetes because I have so much. I drink so much maple syrup.
my God, that must be horrible for you.
It must
be horrible in the fact that, like, the only thing that you can actually get is maple syrup, mate.
That's the choices you make, my friend. You gotta live, you live and die. And literally, because I am dying because of my choices. So you live and die because of your choices.
Well, did somebody ever tell you,
no, because
Did you go to a doctor?
Well, I live on a hut in the middle of nowhere, so there would be no doctors nearby. There are no human beings anywhere in the vicinity. There are only squirrels. Squirrels are nice, but they don't talk human, you know?
But wait, do the humans talk to squirrels?
Well, no, they don't talk. They just bite you sometimes if you come close. I've been bitten by a few squirrels.
Is it two bites for yes, one bite for no kind of thing?
Huh?
Is it two bites for yes, one bite for no?
Yeah, kind of like that. So most of the time they say no, like very. It's very. They stress it a lot, meaning they bite me more than two times sometimes. I've actually contracted rabies as well because of the squirrels. So it's a bit sad. I'm having trouble. Yeah, but that's the choices you make because you live out here, you know, in New Brunswick, and it's okay.
Well, don't they make bowling pins there?
Sorry?
Yes. Don't they make bowling pins there?
They do, yeah. I have, like, my house is full of bowling pins, you know. I wake up and I eat them for breakfast. I take them out with me when I'm going to work, and you know, I just bowl on my way to work. People stare at me sometimes because it's a long commute.
What do you name your sandwich, the Dagwood? I mean, is it a kind of thing where you name your sandwich called the bowling pin?
Kind of like that. Yes, the bowling pins are actually very tasty. You know, you just put some maple syrup in there, and some avocados and goat cheese and lemon, basil, and you know, it's like you don't even taste the bowling pin anymore. You know, it's beautiful.
Do you think we should try the bowling pin then?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. It's out in the middle of nowhere, so you might have a little bit of trouble getting here. But,
don't worry, you know, we'll get a compass. We'll meet you in a half an hour.
Alright, just don't get eaten by bears. There's a lot of bears here and wolves.
No. We'll bring peppermint spray. We're good. Oh, wait. Maybe we'll bring Kendall Jenner and she'll bring.
They're bears. Be careful.
Do you mean bear spray? Do you mean like bear spray?
I mean like
bears.
Big bears.
Big bears. So have they attacked your house yet?
No, I just run away if they come close. So
I think we're almost fine.
You run away?
Yeah, I mean it's okay, it's exercise, you know, it's you gotta think positive, so they don't hurt me as much.
That's
exactly. And so we have to run away, at least for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, everybody, for having me. I'm
welcome. Listen, don't get lost in the hut.
Yeah, if anybody needs bowling pins, I have my own website.
Definitely. bowlingpinhut.com?
No, it's bowlingpinhut.com. You know, like Pizza Hut, the bowlinghut.com.
Bowlinghut.com. What's
we have a free delivery special going, you know. 30 minutes or it's free.
Definitely, definitely. We'll do that, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.